This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 23, Daydreaming. Our reading comes from Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing, daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will bring them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes," says the Lord. Today's reading from Zephaniah is lyrical and beautiful. It speaks of a coming day when God's care for his people is so close, so complete, so strong, and so sweet that it almost sounds like a dream. It evokes the hope of a future day when God's favor and love will be complete and wondrous. But we live as a fallen people in a fallen world. We experience grief, loneliness, frustration, and injustice. It may be good to realize that much of the book of Zephaniah speaks of things we might see in a bad dream. It speaks of God's judgment against human sin and evil, of sweeping and destructive chaos on the earth, of trouble and ruin, of darkness and gloom. In fact, it sounds more like a nightmare. But finally, in God's faithfulness, a day of rejoicing comes. God works to call a remnant of people as faithful worshipers, humble and honest. And then comes the day of God's love and favor and delight. On that day, the Lord and King, the mighty warrior who saves, will hold us and love us like a delighted parent cooing love songs over a beloved child. In Jesus our Lord, King and Savior, the dream of this future day begins to be a part of our reality even now. Pray with me. O God, we rejoice that because of Jesus, we are your beloved sons and daughters. Fill us with hope for that future day, so that we may endure the troubles of this world today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.